Israeli military officials say 12 West Bank Palestinians have been taken into custody, accused of plotting suicide attacks against Israelis. The arrests follow a day in which 4 Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire, including a 15-year-old boy at an open-air market in Jenin. Israeli forces occupy much of Jenin and other major West Bank cities. Palestinian officials say the continuing occupation is hindering preparations for next month's elections, which are scheduled just a week before Israel holds a general election. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As far as the Palestinian Authority is concerned, elections for both the legislature and the presidency are still on for January 20th. But Palestinian leaders have insisted that elections cannot take place if Israeli forces continue to occupy most West Bank cities and towns. Recent weeks have been marked by a string of bloody Palestinian attacks, both inside Israel and against settlers in the West Bank and Gaza, and by increased Israeli military activity. The routine presence of tanks and helicopter gunships and tight curfews and closures would seem to make holding elections a logistical nightmare. The man in charge of the Palestinian Elections Commission, Birzeit University President Hanan Nasser, says his mission is to plan for elections on the specified date. But as he grapples with the problems involved, he says the job is even tougher than he originally thought.
The logistics are enormous. Even if you don't have occupation, it's a very huge operation, really. With the added problems of the occupation, the difficulties of movement from one place to the other, it has made the mission almost impossible.
Nasser says the commission has held some preliminary meetings by video conference, since travel for some of the officials was impossible. But basic preparations such as identifying the electorate and training local election workers haven't been accomplished. International diplomats who are following the issue say the Palestinians are at least 4 months away from being ready, and the nominal election day is less than 2 months off. This spring, both Israeli and American officials were calling for Palestinian elections as part of a reform movement designed to make the Palestinian Authority more financially transparent and politically accountable. Then President Bush adopted Prime Minister Sharon's position that reform must include the replacement of Yasser Arafat, or at least the delegation of many of his powers to others. Since then, the Bush administration has been cool to the idea of Palestinian elections, especially a presidential contest with Arafat as a candidate. All opinion surveys show that he would certainly win if the elections are held. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Ron Prosor says Israel is still committed to democratic reform, including new elections, but only after terrorism ends.
Talking about it today is very nice, but it's not realistic. If we don't have a cessation of violence and terror, we won't be able to move forward to the next stages. This should be very clear. And if the Palestinians look back at what they have achieved in the last 2 years, they have very little to look at. There's no way Israel will make political concessions with this terror violence going on.
There are signs that Palestinians are unhappy with the results of the 2-year uprising, and a debate has emerged over the usefulness of the armed struggle. But that debate is overshadowed by two much stronger feelings. One is resentment at what many Palestinians believe are Israeli and American dictates regarding who they should choose to lead them. The second, and even more pervasive view, is that elections are an academic issue these days, something to be discussed by people trapped in their houses by military curfews. The collapse of the economy, hardships in getting patients to the hospital or children to school, these are the dominant themes, and there's little faith that new elections will bring improvements in any of those areas. Israeli leaders dismiss Palestinian complaints that they're actively blocking Palestinian elections. They say they're simply trying to protect their citizens. Some Israeli officials have argued that the first and only Palestinian Authority elections in 1996 were held in spite of an Israeli military presence. Elections Commission head Hanan Nasser says that's true, but the obstacles today are much greater.
In the first elections, I have to admit, the situation was much, much easier. There was occupation before, yes. There was military occupation, but there was deployment of the forces, so the forces were not really in the villages and in the cities. And now you don't have access from even villages and cities within 10 minutes traveling from each other.
Political analysts say barring some dramatic change in the Israeli troop deployments, the only voters going to the polls next month will be Israelis. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the West Bank city of Birzeit.